around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Yeah, the Benz fast, but I think I need a Rari and my bitch bad. She be harder than wasabi, you call dispatch. You talk to the federales and we don't club. Best we get it in the party, yeah, the Benz fast. But I think I need a Rari and my bitch bad. She be harder than wasabi, you call dispatch. You talk to the federales and we don't club. Best we get it in the party. Whip fast, so fast, she can whiplash. Kick a door down, I need quick cash. Turn a two in a four, that's quick mass. Trip that, flip that, homie used to skip class. Seen your girl backstage, she a big fan. Time running low, you in quicksand. I could bag your girl with no six pack. Money in my pocket, I don't need a wingman. If it ain't about the money, please don't call me. Whip European, I don't need no car key. Shawty says shawty, fell in love with a body. She give me dumb head, cause she be a blondie. Told her don't top me unless she do it sloppy. Feeling like Johnny, keep the peace like Gandhi. Hoes running in and out of the lobby. I don't have a thought about a thought. Yeah, the Benz fast, but I think I need a Rari and my bitch bad. She be harder than wasabi, you call dispatch. You talk to the federales and we don't club. Best we get it in the party, yeah, the Benz fast. But I think I need a Rari and my bitch bad. She be harder than wasabi, you call dispatch. You talk to the federales and we don't club. Best we get it in the party.
Yo, good morning. It is Thursday, December 5th. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's community radio station. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Here, live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, Pacific Spirit Park, specifically CITR Discorder, located in the Nest on UBC's campus. And if you've never listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. And sadly, this will be our last show for the year. And, you know, I mean, this wasn't expected to be the last show, but, you know, sometimes it happens. If you never listened to the show before, what we like to do here is we I like to talk about some news. We like to talk about the news, not just here in the Lower Mainland, but here in the province, news Canada-wide, news from our neighbors down south, news abroad, overseas. Listen, we're a big, wide world, but the world is very small and connected. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you are well aware of that, you know, just human truth that, listen, we're all connected. And whether you are getting ready, you know, you're getting ready for work, maybe you're driving to work right now, maybe you're, you know, brushing your teeth, maybe you're taking a shit, and you're like, you know what, I need something to help me get motivated for my week. You know, maybe you're driving your kids to school, or you're at a job, and you're like, you know what, I effing hate this job, and I'll do anything. You know, and somebody actually duct taped the headphones to your ear, they put it on CITR, so you can listen to all the pop, funk, jazz, you know, that the ghost DJ plays. And then you're like, oh, snap, I didn't know Issa was going to be on, but I couldn't be more happy. And you know what? I'm here with you. And if you are kidnapped with headphones duct taped to your forehead, you know, listen, I'll speak loud enough so that, you know, the sound gets to your ears, because I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here for the people. But sometimes we have some guests on. Sometimes we just have some really smart people, and I'm fortunate enough to have those smart people be my friends. Sometimes it's just me, and I'm humble, and I'm smart. And so, you know what? You're lucky that I'm here. I've been following this particular astrology page on Instagram, and it kind of makes me feel better about myself. Like, I am one of those types of people who definitely uses my horoscope and astrology to justify otherwise bad behavior, you know? But it's like potentially like, well, why don't you text back? Well, I'm a Gemini, you know? Well, why didn't you show up to my party that you RSVP'd in, you know, RSVP'd for, you know, months in advance? I'm like, you know what? You know, my Libra moon rising and my Gemini sun honestly just didn't really mesh on that day, and I couldn't find the motivation to go to your party, so I went bowling instead. And you know what? And sometimes it's fine, but you know, you should find a way to lean into the stars more, because listen, they've been here long before us, and they'll be here long after us. You know, it's science. You don't have to explain. But first, before we get into the weather, before we get into the news, before we get into what we have going on today, I'd just like to shout out not only my father, his happy birthday. He doesn't listen to the show, but he will today. Well, he says he listens, but you know when people like say they do things and then you ask them questions about it and then they got like one answer and you're like, I caught you. That's it. All the time. You know, it's like, oh yeah, did you read that book? And then they're like, they say one, you know, the main character's name. And they're like, yeah, but what did you think about, you know, the subversive idea, yada, yada. And they're like, you know what? I didn't really get that deep in it. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't read it. Anyways, happy birthday to that man. And then also, you know, rest in peace to my grandfather. He passed away. And so I'm going home next week for his homegoing ceremony. But he was a great man. And it's been tough for my family. So if you're listening, you know, just like, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you are, just close your eyes and just be like, you know what? Issa's family's in my prayers or thoughts. I mean, because while we don't accept them for shooting victims, my family, we do like them, because we can feel the energy. We're like an energy, you know, type of family. We feel the vibes. And so if you send us positive ones, it would be very, very helpful. And you know, we appreciate it. You know what? Because we're here for you. You're here for us. This is a, you know, this is a community we're building. You know, this is a community we're building. It's always being built. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, holy shit, I've been doing this show for a really long time. It's nice that people have been with me and been listening. And now let's get into the weather, because, you know, it's December. And as we get into Christmas and the New Year's, you're going to want to know what's going on. So for your plans, so just in case you have, you know, you want to fly home or you want to fly someplace else for Christmas, maybe you're like Vince Vaughn in before Christmas is, and you're like, you know what? I want to go to Scottsdale, and let's see what that's like. You don't have to leave Vancouver. One, because it's not going to be that cold here. Listen, we have a high of 10 tomorrow, a high of 7 today, 9, 8, 7, 7, 8. This looks like a nice. We got like phone number weather here, you know. It doesn't really get in to, it doesn't get below 5 before Christmas. So enjoy the warm-ish weather, particularly compared to last week when it was cold as shit. Yeah, like last week was unreal. I find that like I'm more disappointed in 0 degrees here than I used to be in when I lived in Cleveland or when I lived out east. I feel like the 0 degrees here is just worse. I don't know what it is about it, but it just feels bad. But anyways, let's move on to the news. You know, we like to start off with what's going on here in BC. And for the first story, I don't know about you guys. I'm sure somebody listening has dealt with this. Have you ever had your car broken into, you know? And there's no worse feeling. I would say there's a worse feeling. I lied. The worst feeling is getting your car towed. I feel like I have never been more angry and yet had less of an outlet than when you get your car towed. Because like in the moment, there's so many feelings that are going through your head. You're like, you're walking back to where you are sure you parked it. Like, you know, you're like, I'm sure I parked my car here. And then so you're walking back and you're like, where the F is the car? You know, you feel like an idiot. That's like the first feeling that you feel. You're like, I'm dumb as shit because I can't find this damn car. And I know I parked here. And, you know, you're walking around and you're, like, doing the math and you're looking at your GPS and you're like, did I really park it here? Maybe I parked it on the next level. Maybe I parked it around the corner. And then you realize you're like, no, I parked it right here. And it's towed. And then you're like, then you get angry because you're like, damn, somebody stole my car. You're like Buster or Drake or towing, whichever one. I mean, like, you know, he stole my car. I need to go get it. But then you're like, you kind of want to fight somebody, but you know that you can't fight anybody once you tow your car. You can't also, like, between the time that you find your car, you obviously needed it. So you have to, like, you're either going someplace or coming from someplace, and you're like, you know what? I need to get my car back, but I'm angry, so I should go to the gym or do something, you know, productive with that anger. Like, you know, channel it, but you can't because you need to go get your car because obviously there's something you need to do. Anyways, so you go to the tow place. They tell you that it's going to be $400 because there's a $300 fee for them putting it up on the truck, and then $100, you know, for 30 minutes that it was in the impound lot. And then you're like, why do I have to pay you after you've already stolen my car? And then you have to pay the parking tickets or whatever the reason why you got paid, why you got towed in the first place. So all of these for somebody to take your things. Anyways, that's not this. So that's the number one thing that makes you angry about a car. The second one is when somebody breaks into your car. I don't know if this has happened to you, but I was getting off of work one day, and I don't even know why I went to the passenger seat, but I was just like, I went to the driver's seat, then I walked over to the passenger seat, and I was like, holy shit, why is there so much glass on the ground? And then I realized that somebody had broke the window and stolen one of the two backpacks out of my car. Not my car. It was a car I was also house-sitting for. It was horrible. They stole one of two backpacks out, and you're just like, there's really nothing that you can do. What are you going to do? You know, check the cameras? No, obviously not. It just sucks, especially when you leave the doors unlocked, because you're like, listen, you could have just opened the door. You didn't have to break the window. That was terrible. And in that case, they stole the wrong backpack because my other backpack had two laptops and an iPad in it. And one, I'll never do that again. So if you see me or you see me driving a car and you're like, oh, wow, I think East left his backpack in the car, I'm going to take his laptops. No, it won't happen again. I'm going to get you. And, yeah, it just sucked. He stole my basketball shoes. I was ready to hoop. But anyways, That's not what happened in this story. An Ottawa Senators defender, Mark Borowiecki, he witnessed a car smash and grab a few days ago, and he yelled across the street and was like, "Hey, put that bag down, bro." And then the guy did not put the bag down, so he ran over. He ran over and slammed him. And you know what? I don't know how the Ottawa Senators are playing very well, but maybe VPD should get him on the payroll. Honestly, because that's more work than the VPD has ever done to recover a stolen bike or to get a bag. And I'm not saying that they do a bad job. I think that the VPD, you know, whatever. It's the police. It's always F12, you know, where I'm at. However, they don't recover stolen items very well. The number one crime in Vancouver, and they don't do it very well. So what they should do is hire people who do. So, you know, I'm not going to, I don't think we should replace this man's salary, but, you know, whenever Mark Borowiecki's, you know, whenever his NHL career is over, I kind of feel like, they should be bringing him in, you know? We need that kind of tenacity on the police force, you know, only used when people are breaking into cars, not just every regular down the street. I did see somebody get slammed by a police officer, and I filmed it. So just in case you who got slammed at the corner of Granville and Davie, if you need some evidence of your slamming, listen, I got you. When we get back, we're gonna jump into some music, and when we get back, now we're gonna talk about a little bit about some of the animals that have going on here in BC. Some are helpless, and some might make you need to go get some help in a few different ways. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned.
Give me love, sip it straight, don't need just buy your thought a 100 proof. Millet raw, then I jewel. All my diamonds look like Casper, yeah, they spools. Honey's blue, hella green on with my fruit. I taste good. Yo, bitch, wanna fuck on me? She say yo, nut tastes like glue. What it do? Ay, I transmute, turn my tears into some clues. Turn my juice into some jewels. I'm never gon' lose, I'm never gon' lose.
I got a way to get it so paycheck, I'll trade it, keep on the low, let go. To get us all faded, niggas all shady, fast wanna kick the dough. Oh, need to get easy on the bomb, baby, it's only Monday, and I'm already full. Cause playing with a pussy like I can't punch, I think she get on the floor. I got a way to get us all paid, check out all trades, just keep going low. I got a pad to get us all faded, niggas all shady, fast wanna kick the dough. Need to go easy on the bomb, baby, it's only Monday, and I'm already full. Play with a pussy like I can't punch, I think she get on the floor. Yeah, hey, let it snow. Look at them birds, they shivering. Ice cold, Draco like a Slytherin. Selling dope to your children. Big boulders, furs all on my shoulders. Yeah, your bitch trying to come over here. Rap game easy, but the dope do numbers. I done did a lot of evil nightmares. Wake me out my slumber, but I still won't quit. Cause I love seeing niggas hating. Yeah, your boy so froze. I hit the streets and start ice skating.
I got a way to get this all paid. Check all trades, yeah, keep it on the low, let go. I got a pad to get us all faded, niggas all shady, fast wanna kick the dough. Oh, need to kill easy on the bomb, baby, it's only Monday, and I'm already full. Cause playing with a pussy like I can't punch, I think she get on the floor. I got a way to get us all faded, check out all trades, just keep going low. I got a pad to get us all faded, niggas all shady, fast wanna kick the dough. Need to go easy on the bomb, baby, it's only Monday, and I'm already full. Playing with a pussy like I can't punch,
Chardonnay, she get on the floor.
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And so, you know, it's December, and it's like the season of giving. And listen, there are so many places events going on this month that you don't even need money for. You just need to bring some canned goods. So, like, you can go down to No Frills and go get some canned goods for, like, you know, a dollar, you know, $1.99. You know, and you can bring them, you can bring them in for admission. There is a party on the 26th of December called the Party That Saved Christmas, and you will not only be helping, you not only be, you know, having a good time yourself, but you will be helping the less fortunate. And I encourage you to just find different places that you can volunteer your time. And then once you find a good place that you like, you know, you like volunteering your time in December, listen, don't be afraid to go and volunteer from January to November, because December is when they get the most help, but they need help all throughout the year. So make sure you do your part. You know, when you talk, if you listen to the show and you're probably very concerned, you know, with what's going on around you, not just like, you know, in your immediate vicinity, but maybe in the world in general, just make sure that you are doing your part, because every little bit matters, you know what I mean? And especially when it comes to, like, you know, recycling your plastics and not throwing them away and making sure that they don't get to the ocean, which is hard because, like, you know, once you recycle your stuff, you don't really know where it goes. But you just have to hope and wish, you know, and maybe move to some. I know that it's, you know, move to someplace where it's better. That sounds good. And it wasn't until, I mean, it wasn't until recently that I realized just, like, how hard it is to get some of these things changed. But I just, I have a friend who works at a university in Maryland. And just yesterday, they had got a land acknowledgement basically put in a public area at the university she works at. And I was just reading the caption, and then I inquired about the news that it took, you know, just like, you know, the history around this ideal, and finding out that it took years to really to just get a land acknowledgement painted on a wall seems absolutely ridiculous. Like, I feel like, you know, in our modern era, we need to make things sure things change just a lot quicker. And so recycling is one of those places. So if in your area, if you don't recycle, maybe you can try to get it. However, I don't know if you watch the news and you care about animals, or even if you don't care about animals and you watch news and you're like, you know, it should be alarming that we see maybe, you know, every few days there's a story about a whale that washes up on the shore. December 2nd, so on Monday. Yeah, Monday. A whale washed up on the shores of Scotland that had over 150 kilograms worth of plastic balled up in its stomach. And you're like, that's got to be terrible. And then you're like, that is terrible. However, maybe like a week ago, there was a whale that washed up in Australia, and it had 65 kilograms of plastic. And you're like, how much plastic is just, like, you're like, that's not good, you know? That it doesn't even sound good. It's that in the article, I find it to be interesting that they talk about how the whale appeared to be in good health. But I'm like, how? This whale is dead. You know, like that. Like, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. They're like, this whale appeared to be in good health before it was beached. And I'm like, And they're like, well, we can't make the direct connection between this, you know, 250-pound plastic ball in the stomach of the whale and the whale dying. And I'm like, that seems stupid. I'm not a scientist or a marine biologist, you know, but I feel like that seems silly, you know, that these whales are eating plastic like that. And it's not a and so, you know, just do your part. Like the world's ocean contains an estimated 100 million tons of plastic. That is insane. I mean, you know, one, I mean, we talk a lot about the show on the show about how smart whales are, you know, and whales are smart. You know what? However, maybe plastic looks delicious to them too. Like, you know, it's hard. You know, you can't know it all the time. And so sometimes we have to do our part, you know, and really just try to eliminate plastic from getting into our oceans. Like, it was very interesting. I was in Gastown maybe a week ago, and I was just walking on the street, and this man threw his plastic on the ground. And when I said something to him, I was like, hey, are you going to pick that up? And he said no. And honestly, he looked like he had a long day, you know. I don't know if you are familiar with the Gastown area, but I was like, you know what? I'm not about to fight this guy on Cordova. So I just picked up the plastic and threw it in the trash myself. However, somebody saw me and they came over and they were like, you know what? Thanks for picking that up. And I was like, and I had my headphones in. And I was just like, oh, you're welcome. Like, you know, it's part of my duty, whatever, blase, blase. But I thought it was interesting that this man walked over some trash, like literally stepped over some trash he could have picked up and put it in a trash can. Instead of thanking me, he could have just picked up trash himself. And, you know, you don't need a thank you for that. And so, you know, it's like, I don't even know the point, but don't just watch people doing good things. Do it yourself, you know? Be a part of the solution. You know, I find it to be interesting because one of my colleagues from school, it's really weird to say classmates or, you know, cohort mates, but I feel like because graduate school seems so professional, like at least all of my friends are doing so much professional things. So, you know, anyways, putting on a training about bystander training. So I think we talked last week about how they have what UBC is doing for sexual assault, and also what we see around the province, what some of the RCMP and the VPD is trying to do to address groping that happens in public spaces. And, you know, UBC has sexual assault posters in the men's and women's bathrooms. And I still don't think the men's, I saw an example today, is I don't think the men's direction is focused enough. Anyways, her training is focused on bystander training. So something that we talk about all the time is that, you know, when you see things in public, if it's not directly involved, you see a lot of people either just put their head down and they keep walking, or maybe they take their phone out to videotape, never intervene. You know, it's very sad, because what we see is that oftentimes it's the most vulnerable people are the ones being, you know, attacked, harassed, or assaulted in public, and nobody's doing anything about it. But however, there was a training to try to curb that bystander effect and really empower people to feel like they can stand up and do something about it. And I feel like as we will just need that more and more as, like, our problems, like, you know, with the internet, our problems have become so much bigger than us. And because we're able to see, you know, things going on all around the world and really unable to do anything. So I feel like it exacerbates our bystander effect in real life, because you know that there's so many problems around the world you can't do anything about. So even the ones close, you're like, what's the point? But you shouldn't feel like that. And I encourage, like, if you have the opportunity to take some bystander training, like, I feel like that's something we can all work on, including myself. Anyways, you know who doesn't need it? these turkeys, and I'll tell you why when we get back. Back at all the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio station. If you'd like to call in, it's 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. You know, just depending on whether you like more. You like numbers more. Maybe you like words, you know. Maybe you like letters. Maybe you like, you know, them to be integrated, you know. Who knows? Anyways, a small town in BC, just a little bit north of Victoria, Mill Bay, BC, is experiencing an invasion of too many wild turkeys. So there's like a gang of 11 or so wild turkeys that have been roaming around the town, climbing on people's cars, jumping into windows, you know, just doing their own thing. Residents say they just won't move. They're confident and there's nothing that's worrying about them. And you know what? These turkeys probably have got it right. So if you are like a prey animal, what a better place to live than BC where people don't even eat meat? Like I just found out that one of my friends, he's been living in BC. He's listening to the show. He's one of my friends. He's Irish. And he moved to BC. I was probably like a year ago. And now he's gluten-free. And soon I suspect that he's going to be vegan as well. And it's just something about, it must be in the water. You know, it must be something with the food or something here in the air. That just like when you come here, your body can just no longer handle meat and dairy and grains. So what you have to do is you have to subsist on vegetables like broccoli and peppers and, you know, kale and maybe some flaxseed or something. I don't know, you know, some other ancient grain that they use. But the turkeys know that they're safe. So these turkeys are causing dogs to have to stay in the house because they're attacking the dogs. You know what? And I wish I could interview the leader of this turkey gang, because I'm sure he's got a lot to say, because they know what they're doing. Like, they knew Thanksgiving was, like, you know, just a week and a half ago. They waited till after Thanksgiving when they knew, when they were, like, pretty sure it was going to be safe. I'm sure that these turkeys, they probably, they, you know, they give, we don't give animals enough credit. So, you know, we talk about how smart the whales are, yet they continue to eat plastic. Listen, intelligence comes in so many different ways. Listen, you know, if you judge a fish by the way it climbs a tree, who's the stupid one, you know? Think about that. Anyways, so, like, I'm sure that these turkeys have it timed out pretty well. And they're like, you know, after the fourth Thursday in November, listen, we're good. Listen, we can roam, you know, we can be out in the streets. We're good. So they waited until after Thanksgiving came out. And now they're running amok. You know what? Turkeys, do your thing. You know why? Because it's important. And you got to, you know, you got to take life's joys as you can get them. And just make sure you don't get caught around my house. I don't know how to kill a turkey and then cook it. But one thing I do know is that turkey is dry as shit. And I'd rather eat chicken. So you're lucky. Anyways, moving on. There's sometimes, like, I have been watching The Godfather of Harlem. If you haven't checked out the show, you should watch it. Listen, this is not like a, I don't get paid. This is not a paid promotion. This is like a real authentic plug. You know why? Because you trust me, and I trust you too. You know what? We're part of the same community. And listen, and I'm only going to bring you the heat. That's, you trust me to bring you the heat, right? Like, you know, the music is pretty solid. You know, maybe if you don't find your favorite song here, you definitely find songs that you're like, wow, I never heard that before. Let me Shazam that. Or I'll wait till Issa posts, you know, the episode on the internet, and then I'm going to go to the track list and go look it up. Or maybe you're like, you know what? I actually love Issa's Tasty Music. I'm going to go follow him on Spotify and listen to one of the playlists that he puts out once a month. You should do that. Anyways, I've been watching The Godfather of Harlem, and it's with Forest Whitaker playing Bumpy Johnson. I don't know if you know Bumpy Johnson, but if you've ever watched the movie American Gangster, you know who Frank Lucas is, and Frank Lucas used to be Bumpy Johnson's driver. And so, basically, he was the Godfather's Godfather, you know? And anyways, so he was a big deal. But anyways, Forest Whitaker's playing him in the show, and it's a great show. You should check it out. But anyway, it's about drug dealing in the 70s and in the 60s. But this story is about drug dealing in the 2010s because there is an individual named Old Man, and he was just charged with weapons charges as he was linked to a $1 billion Aussie drug bust. So I'm not going to say this man's name on air because, listen, I'm not an idiot or a snitch. Anyways, a BC retiree was found with over $3.2 million just kept in his small Burnaby home. And they, because they believe him to be part of a drug laundering, money laundering scheme, just out of Burnaby. And it's kind of wild because when you, like, obviously, whoever is doing the, like, the Australian Federal Police, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the RCMP, are in coordination, doing a pretty, I would say, doing a pretty solid job of finding this man. They're obviously not doing a solid job of keeping drugs off the street, because I don't know if you take the route that I take to work every day, but you can clearly see there's no shortage of drugs. However, what they have done is they found this man, and they found this connection to some Australian drug dealers. And it's crazy, one, because I've never been to Australia, but I heard drugs are really expensive there. So this, I can definitely see how you can make a lot of money. And two, it's just so wild that, like, you know, there are people, like, we all live in neighborhoods. You know, you woke up and you're like, you know, either you live in an apartment and there's people, you know, on your same floor, or maybe you live in a, you know, you're rich and you live in a single family home, and you're like, you know, you have neighbors, but you don't really ever know, like, what are your neighbors are getting up to, you know? when I lived in Cleveland, I lived like, I was neighbors with him, but I lived down the street from Ariel Castro. I don't know if you remember him, but he was the man who held three women in his basement for over 10 years. And he just lived in a regular ass neighborhood. And that was like when it really opened my eyes to the idea that anybody can be doing anything in your neighborhood and you just have no idea. And so this man, you know, is a money launderer, just had millions of dollars just chilling in his house. They said they were found over $1 million underneath his daughter's mattress. You know, just so much money. He's just running out of places to hide it. And then you lose it all to the government. That must suck, you know? I feel like if you've ever played Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, and you get right to the end of the level and you've collected all of those coins, and then you just mistime your jump, and then you hit, you know, one of those spike things, and then all your coins come out, and then they blink in, and you're trying to collect them back, and you get like, you know, maybe 100th. You get like, you know, 4 or 5 coins back, and you're like, damn, I was trying to go supersonic, and I was just being greedy, and I just lost all my coins. Anyways, that's how that's got to feel. You know, like that equivalent to me as like a 6-year-old losing all of my coins has to be like the same thing for like, you know, an 80-year-old money launderer losing all of his coins to the government. Because like I feel, I mean, I'm obviously not a lawyer. I don't know how strong this man's case is, but he's probably going to jail. So good luck to you. Anyways, one of these stories that I thought was just interesting. One, also, side note, school shootings just don't happen in the United States. They seem to have spread to Canada. And all this, although the shooting hasn't spread, the planning has. So in Saskatoon, there was a man, a boy, who was going to shoot up his school. At Holy Cross High School in Saskatoon. And I guess it's not clear whether he actually wanted to shoot up the school, because I feel like when people want to shoot up the school, they don't like, you know, draw blueprints and then share with their friends on social media. They mostly just do it. And he shared it. And so luckily he did. So we didn't have to find out whether it was real or not. But, you know, I moved to Canada to get away from that type of stuff. And if you Canadians would like to keep that up, I would appreciate it. You know, we import so many things from the United States to Canada. There's no reason to import school shootings as well. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some global news and some of the things that are affecting just what gets put in front of your eyeballs. When we get back.
I was broke just last week, got a freak in my sheets. What's her name? I don't know. Where she come from? I don't know. She your bitch? I don't know. Where my wrist? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Huh?
Who the puff? Think it's me. Clapping cheeks while I sleep. How we do it? I don't know. Thought you knew, but you don't know. That your ex? I don't know. Did I sex? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Where did I get all this jiffy jit slip, huh? Find myself a baddie and she thicky thick thick. Pretty pleased that she said it on her knees, yeah. Baby gravy hot, we the anti-antifreeze, bitch.
Hey, Lord, give me peace. Start a riot in the streets. I'm the Davis shit release. Balls deep. Think I'm Meryl Streep. I'll be bumping Mamma Mia with your mama in the sheets.
With my bro in an M3 Bentley, 10 bays empty. Now we got time to fill it up. Now you know that her ladies come in plenty. Met us at the Wendy's, 10 a.m. Tito's in my cup. I was broke just last week, got a freak in my sheets. What's her name? I don't know. Where she come from? I don't know. She your bitch? I don't know. Where my wrist? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Huh?
Who the puff? Think it's me. Clapping cheeks while I sleep. How we do it? I don't know. Thought you knew, but you don't know. That your ex? I don't know. Did I sex? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. If you're trying to spend a check, just ask. I don't speak mid, but I'm fluent in the gas. Oh, gravy, let me hit. Bitch, relax. Let me get a steak and a check plus tax.
Yes, I do not own a pistol. All these bitches hear my whistle. Then I poke her like a bristle. Opposite of Chicken Little. She gon' ask me for a nibble. Two girls playing with my fiddle. Like I'm Malcolm in the middle, huh? Baby, what you mean? I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Why they taking photos? How we get so many hoes in a photo? Why am I so cold? Why the fuck, yo ho? In my bed pose like the Jumpman logo.
I was broke just last week. Got a freak in my sheets. What's her name? I don't know. Where she come from? I don't know. She your bitch? I don't know. Where my wrist? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Huh?
Who the pope think is me? Clapping cheeks while I sleep. How we do it? I don't know. Thought you knew, but you don't know. That your ex? I don't know. Did I sex? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, baby.
Yo, you back it off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, I'm only going to remind you people one more time. Honestly, one, because that's the only amount of times I want to remind you again. And two, just because this is the last show of the year. Anyways, get out and give your time and volunteer and go feed some people and go collect some things, particularly bags. Don't just collect whatever you think that people need. Honestly, it doesn't take very much time for you to like call ahead, you know, maybe to a shelter or to the food bank or wherever you feel like, you know, you can have the most effect. Call ahead and ask what they need. Don't just like start bringing shit or, you know, don't just start like, bringing, you know, what you think, you know, the less fortunate need. Because, listen, they'll tell you if you just ask. 100%. Anyways, it's kind of feeling like, you know, eventually, you know what? Never mind. That was a stupid intro. You know, sometimes you just got to stop yourself and just say, like, you know, what I was going to say is stupid. And say something a little smarter, you know? You have to think sometimes. But anyways, it's very interesting because there is a section in the CBC news and in other news places that really have focused on like the power and influence that China has and is going to continue to be gaining, I guess, you know, as we move forward. One, just because I've been reading about just how we think about technology and how just like our Silicon, like how our technological advances had been moving so quickly and why they're kind of stifled now. So one example that I was reading about was TikTok. So if you don't know what TikTok is like the fastest growing social media platform where people upload silly ass videos of them, you know, with songs or music or like short videos. And if you have ever watched a TikTok, what you notice is that how very similar it is to Vine. And how Vine was so successful until Twitter bought it and shut it down, basically, because they wanted to. You know, that's what happens when you get these competing, you know, tech companies. They just buy it and shut it down. And what this Chinese social media company did was basically turn Musical.ly into TikTok, which is basically turned Musical.ly into Vine. And basically usurped all of that, you know, energy and creativeness that Vine had started. And so what you see is that there's just like a lot less limits and a lot more initiative to just really push on, you know, things of technology that do have value, but maybe don't have value to all. And so what it has done is there are parts of the United States like technology circuit that are stymied because companies would just buy them and shut them down, like without mostly thinking about how to protect their profits, but not actually thinking about how to advance the technology or the people, you know, in the minds and things like that. So more protectionist than, continuing to move forward and expand, and that's not something that has happened in China yet. But they're still growing, so they don't have these, you know, selfishness problems just yet. Anyways, but what you are seeing is that what American entertainment companies are willing to extend, you know, to get to the Chinese money, and so in movies in particular, what we've seen is that there's been a large uptick in movies that have representative of Chinese, Canadians, Chinese Americans, and, you know, basically Chinese people around the diaspora. And it's because the entertainment market is growing at such a rapid pace that is that the dollars spent actually are influencing what we watch. So, and what they see. So I think it's an interesting example about how our media is going to be influenced, you know, in the future. And so one of the things is that, if you don't know, that the Chinese government kind of controls and censors what can be shown in Chinese theaters, and also not only controls by censoring, you know, saying what they can and can't show, they also put money behind it, so that they put money behind what is and is not created. Like, there was a movie I didn't know that I actually need to watch because I find it to be interesting, that Wolf Warrior 2 is a basically a Chinese action thriller where Chinese commandos help save Africans from bloodthirsty American thugs, which I find is very interesting to, you know, to be fight this battle. It's, you know, this battle, air quotes, on the African continent, you know. That's another interesting note. But anyways, but they showed Bohemian Rhapsody in China, but they were made to take out all the LGBTQ scenes with LGBTQ references, which kind of, I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody, but I do know the story of Freddie Mercury, and it's very, I feel like, integral to their life, to the life and life of Queen. So taking it out seems to, I mean, obviously I haven't seen the edited version because I didn't see the unedited version, but I feel like that would, it would be like making, it would be like taking all of the, you know, pro-black Afrocentric parts out of Malcolm X. It just doesn't seem like you'd have much of a story, you know, particularly, you know, talking about an individual's life. Anyways, but you'll see that these studios are willing to censor themselves just for a little bit of profit gain. And so what does that mean about the media that we're going to consume as China usurps the North American market, you know, and they start making movies for China first, and then, you know, backfill them and make them palatable to American audiences. And so it'll be interesting, you know, and as the future comes, what does that look like? Yeah, just be interesting. Listen, this is the part of the show where we get into, you know, some weird stories and some stories that are just outrageous. So there are so many stories where I think we talk about this all the time, particularly when it comes to, like, men and the threat that they are to other people. And so, I mean, obviously, you know, we don't even have to qualify a statement. But I think I've talked about this on the show before, maybe even last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, where I say, you know, we always joke that, like, you know, women take rejection worse. But it's just simply just not true. You know, a Connecticut man shot and killed his girlfriend's two teenage children before killing himself when Paul Ferguson had an argument with his girlfriend's two daughters about smoking and vaping. And it's kind of wild that that escalated to a gun violence. And I said that that can only happen with, I said one, it can only happen with men because men shoot people at a, such a higher clip than women do. And resort to deadly violence. But also just, it's just wild that, you know, you, these stepdaughters told their stepfather to stop smoking in the house and he shot him. And one, I got a few rules. I don't go into houses where people who smoke inside their house in 2019. Like I watch a show called Love After Lockup and everybody on that show smokes inside their house. And it's not surprising to me because I've looked at that demographic and I said those are the types of people who smoke inside their house, smoke cigarettes inside their house. And I feel like if you smoke cigarettes inside your house, you are unreasonable. So I don't really, there was not really point to the story. It's just saying that, like, you know, if you're a man, you listen to the show and you're like, man, people keep saying that, you know, they talk bad about men, about how dangerous men are. You like to make jokes about, you like to make jokes about how women react to things. And you're like, you know, women are crazy or something like that. And you're like, you know what? Men kill people. So just probably relax with the craziness a little bit. Like this man, George Zimmerman, I can't believe he's still walking the streets. So if you don't know, in 2012, he murdered Trayvon Martin at halftime during the NBA All-Star game. Trayvon just went to the store to go get Skittles and an Arizona iced tea. And I remember this because when he was walking to the store, and he came back, he's walking back, he said somebody was following him, and then George Zimmerman approached him, and they got into a fight, and then George Zimmerman shot him. And, like, even back then, I was like, you know, that seems 100% plausible. And then you, when you go through the story, they talk about how, you know, Trayvon was trying to make lean with Arizona iced tea and Skittles, and that was obviously bogus. And he had marijuana in the system, and, I mean, it might have been true, but who cares? And this guy is still out in the streets, you know, 7 years later, harassing the family after he sued them for $100 million saying that he can't get a job. And I, and it's crazy because he, last year, he auctioned off the gun used to kill Trayvon Martin for $250,000. Now, if you didn't know that, that's sick, right? Like, thinking about that, that's sick. And now he's suing for $100 million to the family of the boy he killed. And he's writing a book, but I'm not going to say the name of the book because it's F. George Zimmerman from today and forever. Anyways, don't be like this woman who lied on her resume and it is landing this Australian woman in jail, which is crazy because I read an article maybe a few years ago in Harvard Business Review about how there's all of these C-suite level executives. Surprise, surprise, they're white dudes, and they lied on their resume. It's like the most famous people who lied on their resume, and I have never heard about any one of those dudes going to jail, but this Australian woman lies in a jail for to try to land a $185,000 a year job. Now, you can read about what she lied about, but I don't think it was worth jail time. Anyways, she's going to spend 25 months in prison with a minimum of a year for lying on her resume. Listen, don't lie on your resume. It's 2019. They'll find out. But if you do lie, you can leave me as a reference. I won't charge you too much money, but honestly, I'll leave you a glowing review. Listen, we do this every Thursday. We've been doing this every Thursday